will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for this edition of Tough Things First with Ray Zinn. I'm a screenwriter and entrepreneur. Happy to be back again, Ray.
It's a wonderful, beautiful day today, isn't it, Rob?
And, of course, it's always a great time for a conversation in the podcast. Great place to learn and find out a little more about being an entrepreneur in the modern time. So here's a pretty stunning figure. It definitely was to me when I found it. I was doing a little research on this subject, and I found a Gallup poll from 2014, and I suspect that things are pretty similar now. It said engaged employees are rare. Engaged employees are rare. And so it was the State of the American Workplace Report that said just 33% of employed residents in the United States are engaged at work. And that's hardly more than 3 of 10 employees in your company. Does that sound right to you, Ray?
It is. And, you know, and what I've noticed when I did my walking around and visiting the various departments, I'll notice certain people have their earphones in their ears or they've got headphones on.
Yeah.
And they won't even hear me go by because they've got the noise canceling on and they're listening to some music or something else. And that just tells me they're just not engaged. Now, you know, when I ask them about it, when I ask them to pull their earbuds out or they turn their headset off, I say, what are you doing? And they say, well, you know, it's not as distracting if I have my headset on. I said, it's got to be distracting because you got to be listening to something on the other end. And I don't know how you can concentrate on both things. Another thing I've noticed that they're on the phone, cell phone, or they're watching a football game or a baseball game or something at the same time that they're working. And that, to me, is just not being engaged. Some just don't even care. Some just putting in the time. Maybe they don't like their job. They're not interested in what they're doing, and they just passively put in their hours and not really get a lot done.
Let me give you another example along those lines. You mentioned the headphones thing, and we've all seen this. Anybody who's done any exercising on maybe a bike path, so I'm a cyclist and I ride out on the bike path, but I see people running, I see people walking, and they have their headphones in. On their bicycles, on the road, sharing the road with traffic, and they have headphones on.
How dangerous.
It's dangerous. I don't understand. You need that sense. That's one of your senses that keeps you alive, right? Your ability to hear. And it really is distracting. It doesn't matter if somebody claims that it's not a distraction. At work, I mean, I don't mind if there is in some cases, if you have like a little radio that has a little bit of music on or something that's soothing, maybe a little bit soothing and relaxing throughout the course of your workday. I, as a boss, don't really mind that so much. But if you have your headphones on, you've got the Giants game on in a small screen in the, because you now can stream everything. You've got your Giants game streaming on the top corner of your computer screen. You're coding like crazy on your page. I would say coding as fast as you can under the circumstances, considering you're distracted. And then on the other thing, you've got Facebook open. So you're doing that. And then maybe you're blogging something, let's face it. It is a distraction to have headphones in and have all the distractions that you have available to you, and you can't be engaged. So 33% certainly makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a company policy that, prohibited people from doing these things, listening to football games, basketball games, or other sports events, especially when the World Soccer Tournament came on. They were just glued to their iPhones or their streaming the results. So, as much as we tell them not to do it, they still figure a way to do it anyway.
What we want to do in this podcast is really hit to the meat of this matter, which is what we can do as bosses, right? So as a CEO, you have to multitask without sacrificing essential oversight to day-to-day company productivity. And when we're talking about engagement here, how does a CEO of a growing business have an impact on the day-to-day engagement levels of the employees? We've talked about what drives that dynamic, but how does the CEO have that day-to-day impact on engagement?
He has to set the example. I mean, if he's got earbuds plugged in his ears, or he's off, you know, streaming a football game, basketball game, whatever, then he's not setting the example. So, you know, the first thing he does is sets the example. The next thing he can do is encouraging his staff to see that their people are also, you know, following company policy regarding these sorts of things. And then, of course, you know, when I was CEO, I did a lot of walking around. I just visited different departments to see how they were operating. And I could tell those departments that were lax, because I saw a lot of that streaming video and listening to music or whatever on their earbuds. So it is a distraction. People, of course, they get in the habit of it and they can't live without it. I noticed that when I come into my wife's office here at home, she's got these news stations on, and I said, how can you concentrate with all this background noise? And it just becomes more like a background, like a white noise. You know, they may not be paying attention to what is being played or said, but it becomes a habit. And it's like people who can't sleep without a fan going, you know, I mean, it's, you know, this white noise, I think, is a distraction, you know, and something that we should try to avoid. So as a CEO, the best thing you can do is set the example and insist that your staff does the same thing. You know, you got to walk the talk.
You know, you just talked about what's the most important thing. And I wanted to ask you about this because it came to mind. And that is, what about simply making sure that people are taking, I mean, we have state laws says you have to take a break at certain times. Making sure that people take those breaks and get caught up on whatever they want to get caught up on those breaks, rather than doing it during the course of the workday throughout.
Yeah, that's certainly an approach. You know, I mean, people do have to take breaks during the day. I have some people that take a walk. In other words, they just get out of the office and walk around the block, as they say. And I've seen them do that. And I think, you know, getting away is okay, as long as it's not too excess. You know, 10, 15 minutes at the max, you know, a couple times a day is probably acceptable.
For more information on Tough Things First, the book, on how to reach out to Ray on Facebook and via email, you can go to toughthingsfirst.com and make sure you refer a friend. Right, Ray?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. And hey, if you have questions or some concerns, please feel free to email us or call us. We'll be happy to answer your questions on the air.
It's a terrific resource. Thank you again, Ray.
Thanks again, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.